Tony, welcome to Team Northumbria. And the easy question is, what attracted you to shiny lights of Newcastle?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm not going to lie, it's pretty exciting packing up your things and moving over to England, isn't it? So I think that was a big part as well. And just like, for me, getting experience as much as possible is like a big plus for me. It's amazing. So having the opportunity to go into a team where I know absolutely no one, I've heard of no one. I just had one recommendation from a friend about Tiro and said she was a great coach. And then I was like, okay, cool, let's do it. And so I packed up my things and I left.
What was your experience back at home?
Yeah, it was great. Obviously, like the league over there is really well organised and sorted and everything, so it's really good. Very, very intense. Obviously, yeah, it's more professional over there, so it takes up more of your time. But here, it's like the perfect mix of you got your chill time and your time you can hang with your friends and do all the fun stuff, and then also get into training all serious. So it's good.
What kind of trophies and achievements did you get back at home?
Well, I don't know. Hey, that was, I say it's a
hey,
while
come on,
ago,
no one's going to use ago. The internet and check.
Well, okay, probably the best memory I have is under-19s for New South Wales competition. So it was a national competition and we won and I got MVP. So that was for the whole competition and that was pretty amazing. And that's probably the best achievement I've ever got. So.
And did you bring that over with you or is that still at home?
Still at home, no, I know. I was like, oh, I should wear it. Hey, I should, no. I don't wear it like a necklace, unfortunately, but I should, shouldn't I?
What did you know about our leagues before joining?
Well, I was in the Giants before I moved here, and so Serena Guthrie and Joe Hutton were in the team, and so obviously they're English, and so they said, yeah, the league is really good, and if you have the opportunity, just go. And so, yeah, I did.
You obviously seen Serena recently at the Quads.
Yeah, she was amazing. I was like, yes, I know that girl. Nah, she's so good.
It just goes to show that having Joe and Serena over there, and then we've got people like Jade coming back, Kadeen's coming back, Sasha's back in our league, and even Sarah Bayman now.
Yeah,
that, you're going to be facing them every other week now, so that's going to make it a bit more attractive.
Yeah, it's going to be very intense too, for sure.
Give him stinky eye on court.
Yeah, like I'm the better Australian. It's going to be really good. I'm very excited to verse these girls because obviously I didn't really get the opportunity to verse them back in Australia. Jade Clark was in my team for Adelaide Thunderbirds in 2016, so hopefully I can see her and have a little chat with her. But other than that, it's really exciting to verse these girls when I haven't had the opportunity back home.
And Northumbria aren't starting the season easy. We've got Lightning
and Team Bath first. Yeah. So that'll be really tough, but I think it's good because it'll give us a really good ballpark of where we're at and how intense the whole competition's going to be. So it's going to make us step it up really hard and fast for that first game. So I think it's actually works really well for us.
Has T said much about those first couple of games? Is it just like, look, game at a time?
Game at a time.
Get in
for sure. Yeah. Game at a time. So we do our video analysis and all our PA stuff, and we do that for our Team Bath, which we're versing this Saturday, and then next week we'll look at the next team and then so on. So just one team at a time.
Were you here for a lot of the pre-season?
I was here for only about 3 weeks in November to December last year. And who did we verse? We versed Sirens twice. We lost against them the first time, but then beat them the second time, which is really good. And I can't remember who else we versed, but it wasn't, it was good, but there was a lot of room for improvement.
It was like getting there.
Yeah, and I feel like now we're so much closer to there that it's fantastic. It's exciting.
I just needed to ask you about that snowman that you built. Did you?
Gary, yeah. Good old Gazza.
Was that just off the top of your head?
I'm not going to lie. It's not how I thought you built a snowman. I thought you just like made it like a snowball. But Ash is like, no, you roll it. So, oh, okay. So it took us probably about half an hour just in the snow, fingers completely numb, but it was worth it.
So we've got Ash to blame for that.
We have Ash, yeah. It was her idea entirely.